May just say something, make sure it's working.
Hi.
Yeah, all right, cool.
Hello, how are
Holy
you?
Holy fucking balls ass face, fucking windows, fucking, look at this little cord thing going on.
We're practically making out.
Our fucking studio is a mess, boys. It's fucking ridiculous.
Listen to this pimp ass motherfucker getting all swearing and shit as soon as he gets the mic in front of his face.
I was ready to fucking punch this computer out. This is how I know I haven't got enough sleep. I'm just like, service pack, you fucked me, you fucked me. So anyway, Maddie's got to go to work. We ain't got all fucking day here. So Matt, what do you want to play? What do you want to play first, Matt? Matt, we're going to play.
Jesus Christ. Matt. Play the Gutter Demons, man. Jungle Child. It's psychobilly. It's good. Montreal. Awesome.
Well, all right. We'll be right back. I'd call it a pretty delightful little number right there.
I fucking love Psychobilly. I absolutely love it. It's just the best. I mean, you got greaser motherfuckers with electric guitars, stand-up basses, singing about zombies and vampires and fucking hot rods and... I'm sorry.
Would you like to let anybody in on your magical dream you would like to someday attain?
I would like to someday be known as Charlie Chops. I would like to have big sideburns.
Them, those being the chops?
Yeah. And also I would like to chop people with an axe.
Right.
And
but that's not directly related, right? That's like a side thing on the weekends?
Yeah, that'd be like a stage show kind of thing.
Right.
I would like to play stand-up bass or slap bass, as the hipsters like to call it, in a psychobilly band, and also be the singer and live in California and also be a surfer. That's my life's dream. It's never going to happen.
Are you making any steps toward this? Well, let's try moving this like that. Yeah.
I tried to convince Ray to buy a stand-up bass, but he told me to fuck off.
He did. I was there.
Yeah.
I do my best.
Ray is a douchebag, and he wants to stifle my dream because he doesn't believe in it. And I can't even grow very big sideburns because of my stupid job, which has a ridiculous dress code. But I'm in there trucking. I got him down to the bottom of the earlobe. I'm doing it.
Don't you think you can move up to middle management, perhaps, and change the rules?
No, I think they're actually stricter at middle management.
Oh.
Fucking cocksmokers.
Right.
Whole building full of people with just mustaches. That ain't right.
You can't trust trust someone with a cock duster and a button-down shirt.
I know. And I mean, I work in front of a fucking computer. Who cares if I got mad sideburns?
Oh.
Anyway, Psychobilly. I love it. And everyone should listen to it. It's awesome. Nothing better.
Really, the evidence speaks for itself, man.
I know.
Some good shit?
Yeah, I did a whole podcast. And maybe some of you people accidentally downloaded it thanks to the RSS feed.
Jasper did.
Did he? Did
Jasper.
He like it?
Remember, he's the one guy that emailed you? Plan 9?
Right.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
So someone liked it.
Yeah?
Fucking assholes.
But yeah, I really find the nice thing about it, it's got the, like, the just, when people are at those shows, it's just fun. It's got the fun that is also kind of, ska's got that too, but ska music gets old real fast.
Yeah, and Psychobilly doesn't. I'm sure it does for a lot of people, but not if you've got the fire.
Because see, I used to think that when I'd see guys in Vancouver and stuff dressed in the ska clothes, the little checkered shoes and the little suits and stuff, and going to a show, and it's like, I bet that show's going to be fun. They're going to dance all around. But you can't really respect the cool factor very much. They're sort of little pencil neck wieners. But those Psychobilly folk, I mean, they're all about the rockabilly, the crazy dancing, the whole fucking, the vibe, you know, but again, they're fucking tough motherfuckers who could possibly eat a baby.
Yep. The meteors ate a baby. I think we're going to hear from the meteors later on.
Huh? Is that what you think?
That's what we planned.
Yeah, you're right, actually. Fuck. So, I'm going to move into...
Ray's thoughts on Psychobilly?
I'm actually more of a metal person, and I didn't like techno. I couldn't really get into the bullshit you had played last time, but I really do
fucking
like... In the backstepping here, I do like Psychobilly now, thanks to you. So go suck a cock, you cum-guzzling jizz junkie.
I will, to celebrate this conversion. I'm willing... to make those sacrifices to spread the joy of Psychobilly.
Yeah, it's a real sacrifice, you sucking dick, I'm sure.
It is. It's hard on the jaw, and sometimes I bite.
It's not a sacrifice when it's commonplace.
Well, fine, fucker.
So what I'm going to do is, I really found, if anything, I was far too cool last week with my cool music and just being, like, all cool.
Didn't
anyone
you play Temptation? Oh, that was because of Ray. Yeah. All right, that was because of Ray.
However, we were the ones who identified it. We were aware of it. He wasn't. He was an innocent in this one.
Shut up.
But I got all kinds of gay-ass musical tastes, all kinds of them, and I really didn't represent myself well last week. So I'm going to go back to the old school, the first guy I ever was big into, the old Weird Al. Yeah. I went.
Fucking kidding me?
I went from Weird Al to Guns N' Roses to everything, but Weird Al was the shit. And honestly, you think back, the only person who has outlived Weird Al is Madonna. Everyone else he ever made fun of is long gone. So I say, fuck them, Weird Al for life.
Queer.
Anyway, this song, it's off his new album. It's called Close But No Cigar. And it's not a parody directly. It's one of them sound-alikes he likes to do. You might recall Dare to Be Stupid, the Devo sound alike. Very fine.
Didn't tune. He do a Nine Inch Nails sound alike, too?
Yeah, and he's got a Rage Against the Machine one in the new album. But this one is Cake. Huh. Yeah, and it's got a very delightful video. You should all head on to YouTube. Look up Close But No Cigar. It's by John Kay, the Ren and Stimpy guy. That's where I first heard it. But, it's a nice little song. Nice little song, and I'm going to play it right now.
Yeah.
Jillian was her name. She was sweeter than aspartame. Hair kisses reconfigured my DNA. And after that, I never was the same. And I loved her. Put up with that kind of thing, but frankly, I can't imagine why. And I told her, I said, hey, are we playing horseshoes, honey? No, I don't think we are. You're close, but no cigar. Then I met sweet young Janet, prettiest thing on the planet. Crazy like Manson about her. She got me all choked up like Mama Cass. She had a smile so incredibly radiant, you had to watch it through a piece of smoked glass. I thought after all these years of searching around, I'd found my soulmate finally. But one day I found out she actually owned a copy of Joe Dirt.
That's enough, frankly. You guys get the idea. Fucking what? Weird Al. Everyone remembers him.
Puss.
I say we move on. I don't know. As I'm listening, I mean, when that's just in the old MP3 player, away from the world, it's like, yeah, cool. But I don't know.
I still don't think it's, yeah, cool.
Man, well, cool. I obviously don't either because I just fucking stopped it halfway through. But
fine.
I don't know. Go get the video, though. That's pretty cool. All right. So apparently that's not cool or whatever. So why don't we go on to Ray, who apparently is cool. Got a devil on his hat, thinks he's all cool.
It's not a devil, it's a skull, douchebag. I've got devils on my skin. There's a difference.
He's got burrito on his sweater.
Yes, I do. Burrito from yesterday. Keith made a burrito, and I spilled it on my hoodie, which I also double as a coat. So.
Yeah, well, I'm ashamed. I'm stepping out on this one.
Anyway, after his shameful Weird Al music choice, I think we're going to move into something a little bit more upbeat, perhaps a little bit, satanic, pseudo-mass murder style music, and go along with Cradle of Filth's Fetus. As I was saying,
Fetus of a New Day Kicking!
Let me ask you, what gay 80s band originally did Fetus of a New Day Kicking?
Ouch.
All right. The only thing I can really say in response to that is you're gay and you can't even grow a mustache.
See,
so
torn.
Fuck you.
I'm really torn here because I like old gay 80s music, but I also like Cradle of Filth.
That's because you're old and gay.
Ugh, you can't ignore my techno and it's intimidating for you.
Oh, we're ready for it.
We'll be right back.
Little girl. Wait.
That was a nice tough voice.
I'm working on my radio voice. Maybe I should just do the Irish voice. That was some Cradle of Filth there, boys. Or a bit of the Newfoundland there. I can't really tell between the two. They're basically
you
the same
thing. Do sound like more of a Newfie than an Irishman.
I'd be from the East Coast, you know. You basically be...
Of Newfoundland.
You be fucking the cows, you be fucking the fish. There's lots of fucking going on, and it ain't with the women.
Sounds like an Indian.
Sounds like he's from Cape Breton more than anything else.
It may be that it's just a very poor fucking accent, so that way it sort of gets a little bit to everything going on in there.
Not so much. You sort of sound like you're a gay Jamaican as well.
Oh.
Do you want some cock, man?
Where men are men and sheep are afraid.
All right, so I guess Mr. Maddie is our next musical advisor.
Yay! Musical advisor! That's what it says on my business card. Oh, yeah, the Meteors. Now, back in the psychobilly vein, one of the first psychobilly bands, very good. They are known for Eat the Baby, as we all know. All
right.
Paul Fenech was the head guy, and... you know, during the punk scene, way back when all the punks were coming out, they were like, let's have some music that's not all bullshit political and make songs about eating babies and perhaps not touching the bang bang fruit. So, this song by the Meteors is called Don't Touch the Bang Bang Fruit, and it's delightful.
And that's it? That's
it must be. He stopped speaking for once.
What the hell else do you want?
Yeah, I guess there's nothing else to be said. The Meteors, don't touch the button.
Because maybe no one wanted him found. It got all they should have stayed at home. I'll always remember what my daddy said to me. Juggy Wuggy.
I gotta say, I find that a little frustrating. What in Christ's name is the Bang Bang Fruit? Don't touch it, but what, does it explode when you touch it?
I don't know. It kills you.
And more importantly, why would anyone release such a gay fucking song? Man, that was terrible bullshit.
Oh, okay. Was it worse? Was it worse than the fucking Electric Six last week? Seriously.
Which one was Electric Six?
You can't know my techno.
You know something? There isn't much that's worse than that, but this is actually borderline, really.
I just got to get the backstage perspective here, because we tried to get a third mic hooked up and we couldn't, so Matt and Ray are sharing one. So Ray is like, that song is sick, super gay, and then he just like passes the mic over to Matt, like, huh? Rebuttal?
Comments on gayness?
I just,
fuck you, Ray.
I just insulted you.
With that attitude, you'd be lucky if I let you blow me.
I've played fucking Weird Al, for God's sake.
Good goddamn song.
Classic psychobilly?
But there's a difference between Weird Al and that particular song. Maybe even the whole group. I don't know how terrible the rest of their shit is, but
you might like Eat the Baby. It's about eating a baby.
If you were in Germany, babies, you'd be dead right now. You know that?
If I was in Germany, I don't think I'd be as much dead as I would be fucking a hot German chick rather than sitting next to a gay-looking douchebag.
Now, that's that positive attitude German about Germany that I appreciate.
Yeah. Fuck this Holocaust stuff. Hot German dames.
Hitler was right.
God damn you, Ray.
There's things. Hitler had some things.
Let's hope.
He's doing a lot of different things in there.
You're a fucking asshole. Yeah. I hate you. I always will.
All right, so I'm moving on to my next tune. This one is, I was trying to think of something funny to say. Jesus, you ever do that when you're just like, I'm just going to dive off the cliff and something funny will come out of my mouth?
I'm always funny.
And then nothing comes out of your mouth?
Always.
So you're not aware of that?
Shut up!
You jump and you fly?
Ugh.
Every time?
Queer. Oh. It's not an easy room to get over on.
Not helping me out here. I'm going to go with a little Nine Inch Nails. This one song?
Yep.
I don't even know where it came from. It's called Non-Entity. It's pretty recent as far as I could tell. Similar to And All That Could Have Been in tone. But I've never heard the actual original. I just got some remixes off of ninremixes.org or
is
whatever
it from
the fuck.
With teeth?
Maybe. I mean, I'm sure it must be a remix from something. B-side or something. Anyway, so this is a remix. It's not the original, but by some internet guy. But I like it. Pretty delightful tune. I was looking for the original today. Still can't find it. Don't know. Didn't look it up that hard.
Do you have an album with teeth?
I do. It's not on that.
Okay.
But, see, I can't even look it up. I got this cousin who plays World of Warcraft all day. Anyone else plays Alessandra? You know that person? That's a guy for one thing, and that's my cousin. He never stops.
Yeah.
Never.
And he sucks. Sorry.
I wouldn't know. Ray and I don't play that game.
Well, I don't anymore.
Yo, we don't play it like that, yo.
Okay.
You and your friggin'
I forgot we were in the fucking
Negro
ghetto.
Friends playing friggin' World of Warcraft.
I'm sorry we were in the ghetto and all of us haven't grown up playing video games our whole fucking life.
I
we're
don't
so
think everybody knows
time.
That Matt's a black man, but he is. And they're all about their computers and playing their little games all day. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Seriously, your forefathers would be out there pimping the hose, smoking the crack, selling the crack. The crack, Matt. Did you forget about the crack?
Your How many little people play World of Warcraft?
Internet crack is not the same.
Oh my god, he hasn't left his chair in a fucking month.
That's
I'd like
true.
To see a crackhead do that. At least they're out there sucking dick, trying to get cheeseburger money.
I don't know.
Fucking asshole.
I'm going to play this fucking
Why
song,
Why do I
right?
hang out with you guys? You're dicks.
Because no one else likes you.
Ah, that's it. I forgot.
Let us know. Fucking Mystery Nine Inch Nails song, which if I spent 2 seconds on the internet, I'm sure I could find out the origin of, but which I didn't. So, next up we got some Raymond material.
A better song than anything by the Meteors, I'm sure. This is Ashes of the Wake by Lamb of God. A very heavy band. I'm not even sure if they're American or not, but out of like the 5 albums of theirs I have, like, I mean, they haven't really disappointed me yet. They're your stereotypical looking heavy metal group, like long hair, you know, kind of abrasive looking, but I'm sure deep down inside they're like kittens.
What band is the guy from who's fucking Tara Patrick?
He was from either Biohazard or Machine. No, he's from Machine Head, I think.
I'm just wondering.
No, maybe he's from Biohazard.
Just like lots of other
one,
dudes.
One of the two, but I mean, I actually saw a porn with the two of those guys in it, like Tara Patrick and
I think
not guys exactly, like Tara Patrick and her husband Evan Seinfeld or whatever the fuck his name is.
Actually, I think I got that one. It's what is it? The Tara and Brianna Banks collision course?
Could be. I don't know.
From the porn star.
He's listed on porno movies as a spider.
Yeah, no, he's a tattooed guy. He was fucking Tara Patrick. I'm almost sure with him.
Oh yeah, he does a bad job. I watched that the other day.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's her husband. Yeah, they're married. Lucky guy, though, really. I mean, Tara Patrick's hot as fuck. Yeah. But, I mean, if you want to really see a good porno, try anything with Jessica James or Janine. Like, Pirates was really good.
I don't know. I'm largely disappointed by porn all around.
Yeah, porn's fucking boring as hell.
It's because you worked at a porn store and jerked off to all the same shit over and over like 20 million times.
No, I really didn't, actually. It was weird because I had the old girlfriend at the time. I really kept it on the down low. Mostly.
Yeah, porn's fucking boring. I don't even want to have sex for fucking half an hour.
Although,
10 minutes in, out, watching TV, eating a sandwich.
The porn store was the first time I ever tried lube, though, because I could just steal it. And it was different. It was different. Not bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's the trick. Hmm? I made a concerted effort to only use lube for a while.
Really?
Yeah. But
are we talking while masturbating or during sex?
No, masturbating.
Masturbating.
Okay. Yeah, I remember this one day.
Just the old spit on the palm of the hand, go to work type deal.
That's gross.
I remember
Kenneth used to finish on his stomach.
Yeah. The gray gym sock?
Yeah. After? No, he had this old shirt that he'd wipe up with, and it's like, why don't you just jizz on the shirt? I'm like, I don't got that kind of time. What time? What?
As opposed to the cleanup time of getting mad at cum out of your fucking mouth.
Yeah, and he was a hairy lad. What the fuck?
All the fucking cum bubbles and all that shit just swishing around in hair. Like, it's disgusting. It's
really I remember one time, I don't know, just like had to try it or whatever. I don't know how old I was, 12 or something. But I was like, I'm not even going to be careful this time and I jerk off. I'm just going to let the semen do its job. And it gets pretty sick. You just keep massaging the cum into onto your shaft. Yeah, and it very quickly, you get this super fish-smelling, horrible thing hit your nose. And you're like, oh, I got to take a shower. Oh, it smelled horrible.
Note to self, don't shake hands with me.
Yeah, my cum doesn't smell like fish.
No, it's just like if you...
Have you tasted your own after masturbating? I'm sure you have. I'm just about to look at you.
Oh, okay there, Sanchez. Awful dirty upper lip there.
No, it definitely wasn't the semen in and of itself. It was kind of like after an extended masturbation session where you're just using your own cum as lube, basically.
Oh, so
it
you're just
really
working
gets sick. Because I was a very young man, and I was like, I don't know what this stuff, how it works.
So you were
let's try this out. I only did it the once. It was fucking
you were
gross.
A very auspicious masturbator, someone who went for the gusto and tried to get more than one shot out of the session.
I even remember, I was going out for a while, yeah, and I remember it was like a Playboy penthouse, whichever one Little Annie Fanny was in. And I was reading that, and I think that might be part of the start of now why I turn on fucking Totally Spies and the Winx Club, and I'm like, those bitches are fucking hot!
Plus, you were an anime geek for a long time.
Yeah, that didn't hurt, the old cartoons.
Yeah.
Fucking hot bitches, man.
Somebody
hot.
Wants to talk about your father's porno tape collection.
Yeah, he didn't have any...
Your mom doesn't suck his dick.
No. I hope someone does. I mean, man's got a lot of disposable income. I hope he's getting some whores. I hope so. What a waste of a life.
Yeah, because your dad really is cool.
Yeah, he's not a bad dude.
Eclectic and weird, but very cool.
Yeah.
I'll never shake his hand either.
Oh, shit. What
something
just happened?
Just bonged and freaked me out.
Oh, is that still? Okay, we're still recording. What the fuck was that?
I have no idea.
What vampires.
Ding, dang, diddly. All right, I don't know. It seems to be fine. But, yeah, fuck though. Some of them kids' cartoons these days. I mean, I don't know. Back in the day, they were pretty hot too, I guess. The old April O'Neils of the world and such, but...
April O'Neil wasn't hot. She was half
she
man.
Was pretty hot.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Yeah. And geek.
Although,
Velma.
Movie was way hot.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
She was one hot slut.
Even good stuff. You know what?
Grandma's boy.
Me and Ray were talking about the deleted scene. You remember that one? The fucking the what was it now? Like
the
dance
scene in the first Scooby-Doo movie where Velma's in that bikini dancing on a table.
Oh yeah.
Oh, man. Can't believe they cut that. Well, I remember we were talking about that, and you were talking to me because you saw Scooby-Doo before me. You were like, "Yeah, not only she got the sweater, later she puts it in for a V-neck." And your girlfriend at the time was like, "I really don't see what's so great about that, but it's fucking you know,
it's Velma from Scooby-Doo."
Velma is hotter than Daphne in the movie.
Yeah.
Like it's almost sacrilege in a way, but man, it's so worth it.
Yeah. Good times.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Should have jerked off before I came over.
Okay, good.
Yeah, you got to go to work right after this, eh?
So, yeah, a little bit of lamb.
Good enough.
You said the wrong name.
Well, young Maddie's got to put on some friggin' clothes and get his ass to work, so pretty much is pulling us to an end here today.
And hopefully he won't do such in front of us, because I really have no need to see his minuscule schlonger.
Ray, you and I are very different people in many ways.
Apparently so.
Yeah, we really are.
Which is kind of funny, considering we've been friends for over 16 years.
Second button, third, fourth. Fifth, sixth and final button on the outer shirt. Bit of a nipple. Have you seen this?
Yes, I'm seeing that. A little bit of a hard nipple. It's kind of disturbing in a way, but what can you do? He's a nice smelling lad, though.
Hey, let me ask you this, Matt. Got any wax? So to finish things off, like I was saying, Weird Al, Guns N' Roses, then everything. And I'm going to see fucking Guns N' Roses next month. It's going to be fucking... I don't know. I'm not willing to say it's going to be excellent. I don't know.
I don't know. It might be not too bad. I mean, I'd like to go myself, but what can you do, right?
I saw Axel on the I don't know, what was that MTV thing he did a couple, few years ago?
Oh, yeah, when he did like two pissed. Songs off of the Chinese Democracy.
He couldn't sing at all anymore. Like, he couldn't hit those high notes for shit. But I'm sure in the studio, I'm cautiously optimistic about this new album. I think it's going to be all right.
Well, it should be good. I mean, any group that takes 16 years between albums, you know, they probably have something good going for them.
Well, basically, he's a perfectionist and a genius. Do I need to remind you, November Rain?
Or should we use what everyone else calls him? Asshole.
Actually, you know what's my favorite fucking song off both of those going back? Fucking Coma from the end of Use Your
Mine
Illusion
too, one. Actually. I just I put that on that a CD. Song. What a, it's a awesome. Really good song.
It really is. So I'm going to finish off with There Was a Time, which is delightfully abbreviated to twat. By some ex he had or something. There was a time when... Yeah. Time. Wouldn't it be awesome if after all these years of Chinese Democracy, it actually comes out and it's called Time for Cunts? Man, who wouldn't buy that album?
I totally would.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it anyway, or maybe I'll just download it. Fuck you, Axel. I don't have that much fucking loyalty. But so I'm gonna play this one song that I've probably heard. Oh shit, I don't know, million times.
I don't know. I've only heard it like twice, but I mean, it's not too bad. It could have been worse for sure.
Yeah, I downloaded like 16 different Chinese Democracy demo songs, and there's like three that were okay, but only this one that was like super awesome. I love it.
Well, let's hear it, and we'll be back probably within a week doing another one of these lovely shows.
Hell,
we're losers.
I am anyway.
Say goodbye, faggot.
Say so. Goodbye.
That's a. It's a pretty fancy pants shirt you got. I like it.
It is indeed. Look at those pants with the zipper that just got pulled up.
$3. Really? $3 pants.
Yep.
Nice.
Nice. You won't believe this, but I didn't pay anything for these. They were hand-me-downs, and I've had them for years.
Shocker. Yeah. I was going to say, with the knees torn right out of them and the long johns. Long johns, for those of our U.S. listeners, long johns.
Yeah, they're fucking long underwear. They go all the way down to your ankles. They keep you warm, even in the briskest of weather.
All you need to do is think back of the days of grunge when grown men would wear shorts and long johns underneath
the
of them.
Shorts and the long johns are a little stupid. Why the hell are you wearing shorts if you need long johns on? Just wear a fucking pair of pants.
It's a little something called being fucking cool 26 years ago, or 16, 17 years ago.
26 years ago? How old were you? Like, nothing?
Yeah, what can I say? That's a cool little kid. So anyway, Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses.